always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, and you're tuned in to Yada the King Radio, your home for banging music, uplifted Christ, and abundant life. Tonight we got Eva, and we're gonna talk on destiny. This is V Rose and my trending featuring Flame, and this is gonna be an all female playlist tonight, y'all. Let's go.
Should I drink it up? Should I pour my life into the cup? Would that make me down enough? Am I trending? Am I trending? Should I show off what I got? Just so they can say I'm hot. Does he love me? Does he love me not? Am I trending? Am I trending? But it now, who do you love more? You think you're serving God, but you're not. If you ain't that number one in that spot, it's all bad. But there's a chance to change all that. Cause I know that you're not all bad. You just okay. Think that people okay. Like that, so you act like that. Yeah. Should I go bad? Should I forget my manners where they at? Shouldn't I do these things just to keep up with the fad? Am I trending? Am I trending? Should I do it because they told me to? Should I jump off the bridge right after you? Don't care, I hurt myself long as they think that I'm cool. Am I trending? Am I trending? Am I trending? Am I trending? Care what you think? Am I trending? Am I trending?
Self.
Can't be that healthy.
Am I the trending topic? Somebody help me. I need some therapy.
Some Theraflu.
I need my click. I need my view. So let's say they try to say that it don't take faith.
They know.
Then they replace grace. Now you obey, do what they say.
You gon' do it your way, find out you wrong.
Do what you won't, find out you wrong.
He can save you though, really.
Don't matter what you own.
But you just wanna be the hot topic. But oh, nah. What lengths will you go to stay popular? So obsessive like am I trending? I know that you heard this before, but choose it now. Who do you love more? You think you're serving God, but you're not. If you ain't that number one in that spot, it's all bad. But there's a chance to change all that. Cause I know that you're not all bad. You just think that people like that, so you act like that. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? You listening to God of the King Radio, and this is your girl, Cicely.
Cicely, fighter type tendencies. It's in this fight that I found my identity. How is it I'm losing this when I win? If I'm feeling sick, I treat these trials like remedies. The sin in me is dead in me, mentally in a body bag. I gotta tell the truth, put me on a polygraph. I fight these flesh, these scriptures are my karate jabs. I got some dead brothers and sisters, welcome Zombieland. Yeah, cause the flesh is a cold predator, but Abba gives me daily makeovers with no pain. your bitterness try to find me. I guess I missed the bus. These trials can only help me submit. So I put my trust in him that I encountered. Thought that I amount to nothing, but granted our lives only reflect us. The perseverance we gain when temptations get tougher. Everybody wants the victory, no one's willing to suffer. Lord, please help us, cause sometimes this is our MO. Let us not look in the mirror, forget who we depend on. Don't let your faith waver like an ocean with a twist. In the midst of the storm, just know that he's in the midst. So in reality, suffering's actually a gift. Cause the Lord will not tempt, but everything he permits.
Just know you can never hold me down. Still be standing when we hit the last round. Cause you know I'm a fighter.
Talking to right. same painter who made the skies blue when you cry like rain. Can't you? Since you started holding me, you molded me, playmaker. You saw what I was gonna be, for that I can't thank you enough. I've been bleeding from the stars, just another way to say, Lord, I need you in my heart. Every other day I pray in a steeple at the top, trying to find another way to tell the people you are God. But I know
you couldn't say it loud. Anything that you do for me is for me.
Don't forget, the playlist is at ydkradio.com. Right there, that was Charlene Nash featuring Promise Louder. All right, I am here with my sister Eva. She is actually from Linwood area right now. Well, that's where she's at right now. We're going to find out where she's from. But Eva, man, say hello to all the people real quick.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, I'm excited to have you on and share your story. The way we love to start Yada the King Radio is to start with your testimony. Can you just talk to us about how you came to have a relationship with God?
Yes. Ever since I was little, my parents and introduced me to going to church every Sunday. And
yeah,
just growing up in church and seeing them worship and the worship team has inspired me, and also, yeah, just brought me closer to God. So they're the reason why I'm closer to God today.
So your parents played a big part in you coming to God. Was there any other people even in your life that have helped inspire you to say, hey man, I want to live for the Lord?
Yes. The pastor's wife, Sharon Reyes, she also like encouraged me in using my talent for the Lord also. So ever since then, I've been leading worship and also inspiring others myself in my music.
Wow, that's what's up. So you lead worship. How long have you been leading worship now?
I've been leading worship since I believe I was 7 years old.
Wow, 7 years old. Man, that might be a record. I've never heard a seven-year-old leading worship. Man, well, you definitely have gifts and talents, man. And I started doing music when I was young. So I know some of the pressures of living for God in high school and middle school. What are some of those pressures that you face today that may make it even difficult to live for the Lord?
Yes, there's a lot of pressure in school, especially when like the people surrounding you don't understand about Jesus and the way I live life each day. And they think it's just a religion, but really it's a relationship with Jesus Christ. And
yeah,
just one of those the struggles that happened throughout my years in school.
Yeah, no, that's what's up, man. So I did say that you'll tell us where you're from. Are you actually born and raised in Seattle or Everett? Where are you from?
Yes, I was born here in Linwood, Washington.
Uh-oh.
Rapping.
There you go. That's what's up. So you were born in Linwood. You know, and for a lot of people, they might not know about Linwood. It's pretty much next to Seattle. Mm-hmm. It's a city right next to Seattle. Let me ask you this, man. Just still with your testimony, what's the biggest thing or biggest reason why you want to tell a young person out there that they should have a personal relationship with God? Because there's a lot of people, they may be thinking about it, mm-hmm. but they say, hey, I'm young, I got a lot of life left. What's the biggest thing you would like to share with them?
Yes, to all the young people out there, the main reason why that I worship the Lord and He's my Lord and Savior is because of what He's done in my life and has blessed me with a wonderful family, a supportive family, and just living each day. And He just gives me the courage, and He just gave me this life. And I believe that our purpose in life is to worship Jesus and to also inspire others to bring in Jesus to heaven also.
Yeah. Talk to me about...
I just want to inspire all of the young people to just always pray and use your talents for Jesus, because he blessed your life, and you're the reason why He died on the cross for your sins.
So talk about, I know we're going to get back to this worship, and then we're going to go into your first track to play today. But what happens when you worship? Does it change your mindset? Does it help you get rid of some of the things that you may have been dealing with that day? How does your worship impact your life?
Yes. Through writing each, like also reading the Bible and praying to Jesus and meditating in His Word. That's how I'm able to write, and it shows through my music.
Yeah. So that's good stuff, man. So let's talk about your song. Number One is a song we've been playing on Yada the King, and when I heard it, I was blown away, because I've seen you guys before. Like I said, I'm in Seattle, so I've heard about what you guys are doing, but then I went to go check out your song, and this was a brand new song to me, and I was like, whoa, this song is incredible. So talk to me about this track called Number One. How did it come about? What did you guys do? And then we're gonna go listen to it.
My sister and I wrote this song, Number One, because Jesus is number one in our lives, and we just want to share that to the world, that Jesus is number one.
That's what's up, man. So how old is your sister? Is this your older sister, younger sister?
Yes, older sister. She is 30 years old.
Uh-oh, you said, I don't know if you were supposed to tell her age like that. But that's what's up, man. So yeah, we got Number One. Eva is with us right now. Let's go check this song out, and we'll be right back on Yada the King Radio.
We can have a lot of fun. Depend on you when things seem like they're gonna be wrong. You never leave my side, even when I try to push you behind. Low key, real humble and grounded, so I'm putting you on a pedestal, probably.
Make you my number one. 3, 2, 1. It's official. I brag about him, sir, sir, certified banker. The only one worthy of a brag. I am before there ever was, you were, and afterwards you stand. The world see what you were, sure. Let there be, and it was so, cause he said so. Who else can Camille I'm a boast to? The name Jesus in itself a classified. He is impeccable and utterly paramount. When it comes to God, it's a lot to brag about. He is the best, he is, I said so. My lawyer, doctor, teacher, etc. All jobs are taken. If he had a CV, presidents would step down. He'd never been a letdown. His ways, distinguished, remarkable. Let's just say not ours. Untouchable, unstoppable. And I respect the persons. Only with God, I'm a lot so worse than qualified. Yeah. He is qualified to be, a certified banger. Jesus Christ is a certified banger. A certified banger. Nobody else could be that, beat that, duplicate, he is legit. Faultless, spotless, you brag about being global. He is omnipresent now, attempt that. Yeah, no contestants, his work's in the Bible, jaw dropping. That's not a fraction of what is capable. He's awesome, sight to the blind. Greatness in a speech, authority deserved. The master, my creator, self-existing, outlasting. Creation inexhaustible, power immeasurable. Worth unsearchable, wisdom need I go and trailblazer, uncreated, creator. Your magnitude is undetermined, you were superlated. I'm hurt by your majesty, permanently awestruck in total admiration. Eager on my knees, trumpets blowing, symphonies going out when else again. Certified banger, a certified banger. Jesus Christ is a certified banger. A certified banger. A certified banger. Jesus Christ is a certified banger. A certified banger. A certified banger. A certified banger. Jesus Christ is a certified banger. A certified banger. A certified banger.
the show on the go.
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Let's get it in with this brand new segment from DJ Kingdom 7. And it's all about the Kingdom Nuggets, baby. Let's go.
Kingdom Nuggets. This is your soul-saving DJ Kingdom 7 of Yada Da King Radio, bringing you today's Kingdom Nuggets. It is in everyone's destiny to be in this game. Destiny being defined as the events that will naturally happen to a particular person or thing in the future. Consider these facts. No one had no choice to be living today. We had no choice to be born, no choice of our parents, rich or poor, no choice of our gender, male or female, no choice of our race or ethnicity, red, white, black, brown, or yellow. No choice of country of our birth, no choice of when in history we would be living in. In perfect hindsight, we certainly would not want to be living during the days of Noah, when everyone except 8 people perished in the great flood, or during the days of Moses, when millions of Israelites wandered for 40 years in the wilderness and many died off because of their murmuring and unbelief in God's promise to deliver them. Life is full of choices, good and bad ones, certain or questionable ones, easy or hard choices. We all have only one life, generally less than about 100 years. We all must choose how we live and prepare for the end of our lives, for we will eventually die. The Holy Bible gives us many instructions, examples, guidance, promises, and warnings how to live. Since we all have a free will, God encourages us to choose life rather than death. Let me say that again. God encourages us to choose life rather than death. The Lord thy God said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days. This is DJ Kingdom 7, again with Kingdom Nuggets. Blessings.
Just back from the break. Before that, we had the track from Becca Shea called Pioneer. Back with Eva right now, about to talk about her artist, you know what I'm saying, how she got started as an artist. You talked about being 7 years old leading worship, but did music start before that for you?
Well, ever since I was 2 years old, I've been singing, and what really got me motivated and really wanted to sing is when I sang. I was 5 years old, and
yeah.
I just remember a time when my dad and I were watching TV, and we saw this commercial of a young girl. It was a baby boy and his mother, and there was something wrong with her baby, and I believe he had a brain tumor, and it just touched my heart and touched my dad's heart, and that's what really inspired me to use my talent and in some way to help those kind of children in the Philippines and also around the world. So that's what started my ministry and just making music. Yeah, I didn't really expect to be an artist and. But God made a way and showed me what I should do to use my talent for his glory.
Yeah, no, that's cool, man. Definitely. As a young artist, man, you talk about you write music, you sing music. I think you said you even create music on the piano and everything like that. So what's your favorite part of it all?
Well, my favorite part is just the outcome of touching people's lives and just seeing all the comments and on my videos and just seeing them their lives being changed is just amazing, and it just helps me keep on going.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. So how many songs do you think you've written already?
I don't even know how many songs I wrote, because I wrote a lot of songs, especially in my recent album, Born to Praise 4. So most of the songs in my Born to Praise CD4, I wrote, I co-writeded.
Okay, that's what's up. So this is your fourth album.
Yes.
That means you got a couple before this one, right? So when did you drop your first album? Do you remember that first album? And what was the response from the people when you dropped that first album?
Yes, praise God. I was blessed with 4 CDs, but for my first album, it was just really unexpected from the outcome that happened, because just all I wanted to do was to raise money for the kids that I've been helping in the Philippines.
Yeah.
And so just all of a sudden radios wanted to hear my CD, and they start playing in their radio stations, and praise God, I was nominated in the Gospel Music Awards. It's just amazing what God can do.
Yeah. Now, you keep talking about the Philippines and the children in the Philippines that you're helping.
Yeah.
What is the program that you're a part of? I know that your dad has said you guys created your own program
mm-hmm.
to make sure that you're giving to those kids. So what is that program, and how can other people give to them as well?
That program, what we do is we send like school supplies, food, and financial needs to the needy children in the Philippines. And also I go there to visit them once every other summer, and to just raise money for them too. So
yeah,
but my goal is to go around the world and also help the needy children there in each part of the nation.
No, that's cool, man. So when you go to the Philippines, do you do a live concert for them out there? Do you sing Number One out of the Philippines, or how does it work?
I go to the Philippines, and I also do a few concerts around that area, and just raise whatever I can to give to the needy children there. But also, I also go around Washington in different like events, like in church events or festivals, just to raise money.
That's cool, man. Let's go to your next song called "Live a Day." Talk to me about this track right here.
This is the song that I composed myself. It's practically talking about to live a day with in just being and worshiping Jesus, and just to give your life to Jesus because He has blessed you. And and also on that track, my producer's son is actually the guy rapping.
Okay, so "Live a Day" by Eva. We'll be right back on Yada the King Radio. Let's check this track out.
knocked me down, I had to break away. Got a plus one now, no takeaway. Kneel down, pray, thank God for another day. Thank God for another day. Lift your hands up, and I heard him say,
we all had that one bad day when everything was going wrong. Nothing seemed to go the right way. No, no. We think of all the problems we have, forget to think about the blessings given to us. Whoa. No need to live a day.
Keep your head to the sky, and I'ma do the same.
No need to live a day. With too much hurt on your plate.
No need to live a day.
Either sadness or pain. Remember there's always another day. You got to
keep your head to the sky, and I'ma do the same. Wipe the tears from your eyes, it'll be okay.
There's nothing to fear. Don't ever shed a tear, my dear, 'cause I'll be here.
Keep your head to the sky.
Look up into the sky. Forget all your pains.
Wipe the tears from your eyes, it'll be okay.
Cry. No, 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 no. Just think about the beauty in life. We only have one chance. Let's make it last. Be at our best. Whoa, whoa.
No need to live a day
with so much hate.
No need to live a day.
So much hurt on your plate.
Wipe the tears from your eyes, it'll be okay.
There's nothing to fear.
Don't ever shed a tear, my dear.
Now the chains are broken, it's easier to pass when the gates are open. No more hoping, we're making it happen. We the alarm clock since the world was napping. Time for action, come on, press play. Like I've been reborn just to live another day. I'ma live another day. Keep your hands up, and I heard him say,
keep your head up.
Keep your head up,
and to the sky. Fly away, fly away. There's cast away my fears. Time to share a better here. I'll be
All right, we are here again with Eva. Eva, tell them your last name too. I didn't want to mess the last name up. Let them know what your last name is.
It's okay. Sabignano.
Sabignano, all right?
Yes.
All right, so Eva Sabignano, she is here, Filipino, and she's putting it down. She came to the Authentic Vibe, and I just got to say this. If you are in the Washington area, you want to get to the Authentic Vibe. It's a place where we got the local artists doing their music, and she came and rocked the house, man.
Amen.
Hey, I was excited. That was my first time. That was my first time doing a concert with you, so it was pretty dope to see you doing what you're doing. And the younger girls, man, they loved it. You had like a whole row of little girls just dancing and jumping around for Jesus. How did you feel about that?
Amen.
Look, check it out. Today's topic of the day is called destiny. As I was praying, I was like, God, what do you want us to talk about? And the word destiny came to me. What do you think of when you hear the word destiny, Eva?
When I hear the word destiny, I think of that we are destined to worship Jesus, and that we are born to praise Him. And we have all the opportunity to use our talents and for His glory and to share the gospel to the world.
I think that's good. A lot of times, I think in today's world, a lot of people don't look forward to their destiny. They're like, oh, I can't wait to get there, but I don't really know what I want to be. Especially the younger generation, it's like they might go to college, but they still don't really have dreams or an aspiration for their life. So tell me, how can somebody find out what their destiny is?
Well, you could, to all those who are looking for their destiny, ask wisdom from the Lord and just pray about it and just meditate in the word, because God always has a word for you.
So the thing I like that you're saying is that God has your destiny in His hands. And without having God, we won't really know what our destiny is. A lot of times I think of destiny also as when we're driving, there's a word that's a spinoff destiny, and that's called destination. So it's like a place that we're trying to get to. But one thing I look at when I'm going to go somewhere, I have to first go to my destiny, or I have to first, like you said, go to God and pray. But what are some things that we can look at along the way that maybe God has put in your hands that could help you find out what he has called you to do?
Yes, if you have the passion to find your destiny in just with their talents and also like the people surrounding you.
Yep, so you got the passion, have the passion to go find out what it is and use your talents and even ask the people around you. I know, Eva, you were kind of pushed by the pastor at your church. She was like, hey, come do praise and worship at 7 years old. That was part of your destiny, and you're still doing it, and you see the great things that God is doing through it. But how did you feel at that time? Did you feel scared? Was it something easy for you to do? Tell me about that.
At first, honestly, I was a little scared because I didn't really, I wasn't expecting to sing in front of a lot of people, but, because always starting is the hardest, but once you're there, and focusing on the Lord, you'll be able to do it with Him. And
no, that's good. I like what you said. A lot of people were trying to get started on their destiny, but they have fear keeping them back. What would you say to somebody like that? What should they do?
Have faith in the Lord and just believe in yourself and believe in God and He will take care of you.
That's good. Let me see, man. There's a lot of young people out there who are still searching for their destiny. some of the things that you said was ask God for wisdom, look at your gifts and your talents, as well as find out from the people around you what you're gifted in, and make sure those people that are around you are good people. You have great people around you, as you said. I want you to share with people how they should know whether somebody is good around them. You know, sometimes they get the wrong crowd and they might tell them that you're destined for this, but that might not be the right thing. So how did you know, and I know that your parents and your pastor, but how do you know that these are the right people around you?
Well, they have a positive influence in my life, and I believe that to finding the right people, you should see in their life how they deal with their life and how they strive to be with the Lord.
So they should look for people that have the same desire as them. And I think that's good. Let me ask you this. Eva, you're doing your music. People pick up your CD. What or how do you want them to be inspired to go reach their destiny after listening to your music?
Yes, first thing is to just pray and believe in God and just know that he will help you find your destiny, and also just to meditate in his word, because of course he always has a word for you.
Yeah. Now we talk of destiny, and you said meditate in his word a couple of times. What does it mean to meditate in the word of God?
To meditate in the word of God is reading the Bible and just understanding and realizing what God means by his word.
That's good. Meditate on it. The Bible says meditate on his word day and night so that it would not depart from you at all, man. And that's good, man. I think that's real good stuff. Eva was talking destiny. We're going to go to this last track from you called The Light. And I believe you did this song too, where you had us jumping up and down, and you're going to have the listeners jumping up and down. But if you're driving, don't jump up and down. Just keep, you know, calm down out there. But let's do this, man. We're going to go to this song called The Light. How did you do this song, and who is with you on here?
Yes, my dad and I wrote this song. And
uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a fun song to show that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the light to the world. And I believe that this is true. And this is what we need.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man. Let's do this. Hop into the light on Yada the King with Eva.
Put your hands up. seeking. Let's go.
In a maze like trapped in a daze, wishing I could fly up, up and away. Right where you are, that's right where you stay. This'll be the moment, yep, this be the gauge. See me taking off right into the space, just to go and get another glimpse of your face. All of my past, see that being got erased. All that I have and I went for the chase. You I'm seeking like you my treasure. Birds of a feather, we fly together. You be the one that'll make me better. Shelting your wings, never need for sweaters. Never letting go, no, never, never. I'd rather stay so letter, letter. Me and you, that's me forever. They gon' wanna hate, but who could catch ya? Peeping out the window, gazing at the stars, seeing where the wind blow. Thinking to myself, wonder where my friend go. You knew and we close to kinfo. This beat really gotta be cadential. They seeing me and you could be potential. This kind of love never be so simple. You the only one, you the one I live for. You I'm seeking like you my treasure. Birds of a feather, we fly together. You be the one that'll make me better. Shelting your wings, never need for sweaters. Never letting go, no, never, never. I'd rather stay so letter, letter. Me and you, that's meant forever. They gon' wanna hate, but who could catch ya?
You're the one I'm seeking.
Who do you believe in?
I believe in you.
You're the one I'm seeking.
Jesus Christ.
Who do you believe in?
Who do you believe in?
You're the one I'm seeking.
Heavenly angel.
Who do you believe in?
You know.
You're the one I'm seeking.
Put your hands up to the sky.
Who do you believe in?
Believe.
Who do you
Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on HGSradio.com. Definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up 425-243-4285 or text us. Make sure you tune into the website HGSradio.com. 4 p.m. Yada the King on HGS Radio, Christ Center and Swagger Certified.
Yeah, yeah. Tune in to Yada the King Radio on the Star Radio Network. That's www.thestarradio.com.
Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Got a topic? Call or text us at 425-243-4285. Tune in for banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life all at the same place.
Once again, that's every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on www.thestarradio.com.
Star Radio, promoting Christ without compromise.
Hey, I always gotta keep my friends
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yada.king.com
for the latest episode
on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my friends.
Yada the King Radio. We are here with Eva again. We had a great interview, man. She talked about her testimony, how her parents definitely helped her in her destiny on the topic of the day. I'm going to talk a little bit on the topic of the day, too. But let's do this. We're going to go find out how we can connect with you. A lot of people, they might love the music they're hearing. How can they connect with you on Twitter, Facebook? What's your website? Let them know how they can do that.
You can visit my website and it just shows all my upcoming events and what I do. And also you can hear my CDs on Eva S BornToPraiseMinistry.com. And on Twitter, you can just type in Eva S. Born to Praise. And on Facebook or any other social media that you want to find me, you can always type my name, Eva Sabignano. And you can buy my CDs at www.cdbaby.com and iTunes. Thank you.
iTunes. That's good. That's good. What do you got coming up next? Do you have any events that you know of that are coming up?
Yes, I'm preparing for my concert tour in the Philippines in this coming summer.
Wow, so you're going to hit the Philippines up. Is that going to be the first time they're going to hear the number one out there in live concert?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're going to have them jumping up and down, praising the Lord.
Amen.
What else you got going on? Are you working on another project now? Are you always writing songs?
I'm just focusing on school right now, but soon enough I'll be able to work on my another CD, God willing.
All right, you about to graduate this year too, right?
Yes, sir.
Wow, so you graduate. Let me ask you this, man. You're the first person that I think that hasn't graduated from high school yet that I interviewed. So how do you prepare for graduation right now? I mean, is it a nervous time? Are you calm? How are you feeling?
I'm calm because we had to do a senior project and I did my early presentations. So yeah, it's doing pretty well. Now I just have to focus on passing my classes, which I'm doing pretty well on.
Yeah, well, that's good. Definitely, that's good. College, what are you doing as far as college?
Well, I'm planning to go to Northwest University. It's in Kirkland, and
yeah,
it's also affiliated with in the Assemblies of God. So
yep,
it's a good school.
Yeah, my dad used to teach there. So yeah, it's a good school. Northwest University out here in Kirkland, Washington. Let me see. What do you want to share? What's some last words that you would like to share with the people, the young ladies out there that are still trying to find out their destiny, or just anybody in general?
Yes, to anyone who's listening right now. I would like to encourage you to keep on praying, keep believing and using your talents for God, and just always read the Bible, meditate, and just know that with God, all things are possible.
Dope, dope, man. We had a great interview with Eva. I'm going to hop on the topic of the day in a minute after we get in some music. We'll be right back after this. This is C-Rob, Lovely Day on Yada the King Radio.
I got a place to stay. I got food. I got family. I have relationships. A lovely day.
Yeah. I'm feeling lovely. I can't hide it. Consider me a rider. Do it for the home team. I'm so on my G-O with Jesus my provider. We gon' let it G-O unquenchable fire. Figure how many days in a row can she feel her lungs when the bank account say she ain't got no funds, so there's no vacay. So it's not fun until they're yelling payday. Monopoly, that's when them skies turn blue. It's a brand new day, so we call it brand new. Prophesy all day and we call it brand new. Spoken from another level and it's all brand new.
So when I wake up in the morning, Lord, time for me to go.
Every time my feet hit the floor, still blessed, get dressed, and I'm ready to go. Since you are alive, you should be grateful. If you are alive, you should be grateful. Since you are alive, you should be grateful. If you are alive, you should be grateful. Since you are alive, you should be grateful. If you are alive, you should be grateful. Since you are alive, you should be grateful. If you are alive, you should be grateful. My day is so, so lovely. 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 My day is so, so lovely.
phone ring, pick up bad news. Plus the diagnosis is all bad too. And what's your diagnosis? Cause you mad too. And how you gonna handle that when that's now you? Switch stars shouting at the top of your lungs. It may look bad now, I don't know how, but the change gon' come. He's Jehovah Jireh, so the change gon' come. Redeemed by his blood, it's the name that I'm from. So I switch lanes, heavy dose of the Holy Ghost to ease my pains. God can't fail, got me in these lanes. It don't look good, but all I can say.
So when I wake up in the morning, Lord, time for me to go.
Every time my feet hit the floor, still blessed, get dressed, and I'm ready to go.
Since you are alive, you should be grateful. If you are alive, you should be grateful. Since you are alive, you should be grateful. If you are alive, you should be grateful. Since you are alive, you should be grateful. If you are alive, you should be grateful. Since you are alive, you should be grateful. If you are alive, you should be grateful. My day is so lovely. 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 My day is so lovely.
Been waiting on the promise. Been a long time, but I still know it's coming. Don't let apathy steal your joy, cause you want it. Occupy through it excellent, cause you own it. Haters gon' come, and it's not ironic. It's more like you a confirmation and you funny. That's the reason why I chase more than the money. Fate not famous, souls for the kingdom. I'm gon' claim it. You some entertainment, but I'm more into aiming. The gospel is the medicine, you feel what I'm saying? I ain't playing, watch your step, cause you don't want none. Be sure that I be on one for whoever gon' want some.
Since you are alive, you should be grateful. If you are alive, you should be grateful. Since you are alive, you should be grateful. If you are alive, you should be grateful. Since you are alive, you should be grateful. If you are alive, you should be grateful. Since you are alive, you should be grateful. If you are alive, you should be grateful.
Driving along down this lonely road. The stakes are high, but I keep pressing on. They've been after me, trying to take my life. I'm only alive, cause I'm 130 and 5. My hope. My hope. Cause I'm counting on you, I ain't counting on them, no. I put my hope in you, Lord, know you say what you do. I won't believe what I see, I'm about to believe what you said. Cause I put my hope in you, Lord, I know you say what you do. Times are hard, but I keep pushing to make it through. I know it's the way that gets me, but I'ma keep trusting you. And though my flesh cries murder, I'ma let it die. Cause this here's the fight of my life, standing on 130 and 5. My hope. My hope. You see, I'm counting on you, I ain't counting on them, no. I put my hope in you, Lord, I know you say what you do. I won't believe what I see, but I believe what you said. Yes, I put my hope in you, Lord, I know you say what you do. Cause you're the truth. So many promises, so many, you can have the world, yes. With all of the love, I can only trust you, so I throw down my cards for you. Walk the road less traveled for you. With my last breath, I say you are my hope. No, I ain't counting on them. No, I put my hope in you, Lord. I know you say what you do. I won't believe what I see, but I believe what you
you say what you do. I won't believe what I see, but I believe what you said, yeah. I put my hope in you, Lord. You're all I got left. You're my hope.
Growing up, mama used to tell me I was royalty. Yeah, and daddy used to tell me I was favored, 'cause I was a child of the king. But the more that time went by, the more I felt like daddy lied, and mama didn't know me at all. Torn up inside, thinking how could they be so wrong about this painful life. Through these streets, I got too many scars. Victim of abuse, took a toll on my heart. Might have said too much, I might be taking it far. But I gotta speak the truth, gotta raise the bar. We're all on this road, yeah. 'Cause we all wanna go. To the mountaintop, we're here now. From rags to riches, high roads from ditches, from the valley to the mountaintop, we're here now. They say what don't kill you makes you stronger, but where's my strength when I can't fake it anymore? Everything's a compromise. When there's nothing left, what else can you sacrifice? Guess that's when he gave his life. I just wanna be worth the price. We're all on this road, yeah. 'Cause we're here now. From rags to riches, high roads from ditches, from the valley to the mountaintop, we're here now.
Journey of a thousand miles, and it started with a step. These mountains seem so high, good Lord, I need your help. Everybody wanna be rich, nobody wanna work hard. I ain't like everybody though, including everybody I know. Yo, I don't wanna ever grow up, 'cause now I know what that means. The nightmares when you wake up and you've given up on your dreams. Them big things that I'm built for, boy, what you think I'm here for? If I'm scared to fail, I can't tell, boy. I've been waiting for years to go from rags to riches,
high roads from ditches, from the valley to the mountaintop, we're here now. From rags to riches, high roads from ditches, from the valley to the mountaintop, we're here now. We're all on this road, yeah. 'Cause we all wanna go. Streets made of gold. I just wanna see them. All hail the king. All hail my king. I just wanna meet him. Ayo. I just wanna meet him. Ayo. I just wanna meet him.
the pot. Best believe, yeah, we in love. On her hand, there's a rock. Show what a true feeling was. Yes, I'm in it till death. To God pours my card and I take my last breath.
Female lineup. First of all, I'm excited, and I actually shared this at the last Authentic Vibe. It's exciting to see these young ladies, these young women repping for God, because me as a father, I got daughters, I got, you know what I'm saying, sisters, and they need people to look up to, just like, you know, the males look up to the dudes that are doing the rap thing, man. So I wanted to give a whole spin on the female thing, get the, you know, music going. Matter of fact, let me share that playlist real quick. The last couple tracks, Jahlil, my bad. Her song is 130 and 5, My Hope. I love that track right there. Then we had Adia, Rags to Riches, and Nana, One Man Girl, featuring LaToya Wilson, which was off that project that Thizzle dropped, man. So, man, look, this is what I'm going to say, man. Let us support these young women in what they do. Let us support them, because it's going to take them to be able to minister to some women. And I'm not saying that a man cannot minister to women, but as I am saying, it is always a great thing to get women involved in women's ministry. And that's really what this thing is all about. The Christian hip hop artists, the ministers in churches, man, they are used to help support the men as well, but they also are there to be one-on-one with the other women. If you look in the Bible, it talks about let the older women admonish the younger women. So we even see that with some of these younger women in the MCs and stuff like that. They're a lot older than these little girls coming up. And instead of having little, you know, the world tell them what they should be, we need these young sisters doing the same thing. And you guys hear my daughter. She's with me right now. So that's what's up. She's just 18 months, loving to, you know, music. I play music and she get going. We play Eva in the whip. We play a lot of these other ladies in there, and we get it going, man. Speaking of Eva, I'm just excited to see young people serving the Lord and everything they do. So check this out, man. This is what I need you guys to do. So we're talking on the topic of destiny, and it is so important, even as a father, for me to help shape the destiny of my children. I see with Eva, she was saying her parents helped pointed her in the right direction. Her assistant pastor helped point her in the right direction. So what happens is, as a parent, it is my job, first of all, to make sure I have a destiny. And then in turn, it's my job to make sure my children have a destiny. So they need a blueprint. They need a plan laid out. Even you, everybody that's out there, we all need a plan laid out for our lives so that we can make sure that we have our purpose. We have our destiny lined up. And I really like what she said is pray and meditate on the word of God. There is gifts and talents that God has given you, but in order for us to utilize them the correct way, we must know what God's word is. They always say that the Bible is the best instructions before leaving earth. Not just the basics, it's the best. So it's important for us to understand that instruction, because in there, God gives us so much. And if you look at destiny, you see different people in the Bible that, for example, Gideon. This guy had no clue what he was supposed to do. God came to him and said, "Hey, what's up, mighty man of valor?" And he was like, it was like Gideon was turning his head like, "Are you talking to me? Because that's not me, man. I'm actually hiding right now. And you going to call me a mighty man of valor?" But what God did was he began to speak into Gideon his destiny. And a lot of times we look at ourselves. You can see the same thing with Moses, where he thought he was not able or empowered enough to be able to go set the Israelites free from Pharaoh. You look at a whole bunch of different things. But then you look at somebody like David, who realized even at a young age, "Hey, my destiny is I'm going to be a powerful warrior in the kingdom of God." And that destiny was displayed in his life. And I always talk about this. If you guys hear me on Yada the King Radio, I talk about the 40 men warriors that David trained up. So we see that for David, it wasn't only for him, the destiny that he had, it actually was transferred to other people. You can even see the same thing with Elijah and Elisha, how it was transferred to them, so they had a destiny. And that's our job as parents and even as leaders, man. It should be our job to make sure, hey, are you walking out your destiny? To even ask people questions like, "Man, what are you destined for? What are you trying to do in life?" One of the worst things people could do in life is not have any type of plans. And it's dangerous, because a lot of young people growing up today, they ask them, "Hey, what you want to do out of high school? Hey, what do you want to do out of college?" "I don't know, man. What kind of job you want?" I don't really know. You know, it gets like that. And in order for us to really fulfill the potential that God has in us, we must start planning. Some of you guys out there, okay, you've been working for some other people in your life. Now you're at a point where you're saying, "Okay, God is kind of giving me blueprints of a business or a plan." Now you have to start planning it out. Start writing it out. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. I'm doing that even with the businesses that I have. Like, okay, let me write it out. What is the accomplishment? What are we trying to do here? How can I accomplish this? What steps do I need to take? These are very important things in figuring out your destiny and walking it out. For your kids, if you're watching them, there might be little things that they do. Like my son, he's been telling me he wants to do several different things. He wants to own a restaurant. He wants to be a painter and everything like that. But for me, I tell my son, listen, bro, you're going to own these things. If you want to be a painter, you can own it. Mariana, she loves singing already. You know, she's 18 months. Okay, become and utilize your gifts for God. It's my job to shape them up and train them up. Is that right? Say yeah. All right, she's getting shy and she can't even see y'all. Anyway, look, let's do this, man. Make sure you're walking out your destiny. Make sure you, if you need prayer on this issue, give us a call, 425-243-4285. Maybe you're out there and you have no clue. What am I supposed to do? God will reveal it to you. The Bible says, ask God for wisdom and he shall give it to you. He's going to give it to you, man. And he has a plan and a purpose for your life, as it says in Jeremiah 29:11. And that plan is not to harm you, but it's to prosper you And it's really what God wants for you, man. God wants the best for your life. And that prosper word, because some people get hung up on that. Let me just clarify. That is not just financially. You could have a great financial life, but your life is not prosperous. The Bible says he adds riches and there is no sorrow. What kind of riches are those? I remember I was going and doing street ministry, man. And at this time, my finances were not the best. But I was ministering to somebody and I was like, man, you know, I'm not rich or anything. And he stopped me. And it's funny because out of the mouth of babes, God will speak sometimes. But he stopped me and said, man, you are rich. You got a beautiful family. You got, you know, you got your health. When we start to look at these things, we can start looking at what it means to be prosperous in a whole nother light, man. I mean, and I thank God for all that he's doing in my life. So that's really what it is on the Spill Destiny. Make sure you know your destiny, and it's no better way to find it than finding it in God, because he's going to give you the destiny that he really has for your life. It's the Warrior Don Christian. I'm signing off. I'll catch y'all next week. Life.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta.